All right, welcome back everyone to the Athlete's Mind podcast. It's actually our mindfulness series back again. We're trying to stay consistent every month. Alex and I have really been enjoying doing this.
That's it.
And the feedback has just been amazing from you guys, so we're going to keep doing it. We thought we'd actually switch it up today by getting a guest on. We want to make this series as collaborative as possible. So we've got Tommy on the podcast, very experienced in the fitness industry and just overall going to bring great insight for us in this episode today. So Tommy, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
No worries, boys. It's a pleasure. I'm doing great today, bro. So
that's awesome, man. Yeah, I appreciate you taking the time. We love doing these sort of interviews. Now, just for those listening, we do want to get a bit of a background of you and what you're all about. So for one, we'll start with, how'd you actually get into the fitness industry and just overall influencing bodybuilding? Just tell us a bit about yourself.
Yeah, man. So I started probably in getting into the actual fitness industry probably a good like 3 years ago.
Yep.
When around 22, after like all the partying and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, got a bit more serious. And then I guess like, I've been gymming for probably like a good 7 years by then already.
Yep.
And then at that point in time, I didn't really know where I was actually going. Like just looking around after all the partying and all that kind of thing was done. I was just like, well, all of my boys were starting to grow up already. They started like getting into their careers and all that, their respective space and all that. I was just like, well, what am I doing? So I guess started looking around, and I guess fitness was really the thing that stood out to me. Mm. And I was like, you know what? I've been gymming for a while now, so I might as well just look into a space where it's like more about coaching and stuff. Mm. That's just how I got into the actual space really until now.
So. Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah.
I guess, like, you know, Alex and I always talk about how much the gym has positively impacted other areas of your life. Now, I'll actually go to Alex just to give an example. We've spoken a lot about this in previous episodes, but what are some examples of, you know, things that you've implemented from the gym into other areas of your life that's been a positive sort of impact, and how can you sort of teach others, and what have you learned from the gym that has impacted into other areas of your life?
Yeah, man. So many things. There are so many things that the gym has taught me just through basic fundamentals. The biggest takeaway for myself that the gym has taught me, I would say, is noticing the small wins. A lot of dieting, training, implementation through all different kinds of training, it's very sort of hard to recognize physical changes in a short period of time. But there are still changes. So for myself, I noticed, obviously, say, for example, if you're cutting or if you're starting to eat cleaner, the mental change, the, you know, more energy throughout the day, the sleep, those little wins. So that sort of takeaway, applying that to my work, you know, my relationships, seeing small things win, that takeaway is just so much more meaningful. It makes you enjoy the process a lot more when you see these small wins happen. You know, so you don't have to, I guess, compare yourself to these bigger things. You look more at the little picture.
Yeah. And now for you, Tommy, we actually are going to address the main, the title of this episode, which is The Art of Adaptability. Now, I'm going to kind of cut that down a little bit and ask you a question about that.
Okay.
With the gym, you know, you've obviously, I'm sure, even with competing in bodybuilding, which we'll talk a bit more about later, you've definitely faced, you know, some hurdles and some setbacks. How has the gym taught you to adapt to hard times in your life and being able to just jump over those hurdles? And how have you sort of dealt with those challenges that you face, whether that's in the gym or even in life? Mm-hmm. How have you sort of dealt with that?
I would say, like, when it comes to gymming, it's literally, you're showing up every day. It's like you're trying to show up, and by building yourself up inside the gym, you're learning that self-discipline. And not even just that, it's like the mentality of like, okay, cool, if I can build myself up inside the gym, and for me anyway, it's if I can build myself up inside the gym, I can build myself up anywhere else.
Yeah. So it's all about the mindset, I guess.
It is. Yeah. It gets to a certain point where, you know, it's like, well, am I mentally pushing myself in here? Then you can sort of, you're building that sort of mentality to actually bring it to outside of the gym, another aspect as well, which is the self-discipline. Like, it's almost like you got that dog in you. You're trying to build that dog. It's what it is. It's really what it is.
Yeah. I get what you mean. I mean, is there a specific example though, like with actually that you can think of where you've had to really adapt to something. So, I mean, probably a good example for you would be bodybuilding. From just training normally to actually thinking, I want to compete in bodybuilding, that would have been a very big leap and change in training. How did you adapt to that?
It's a funny thing when it comes to prep, because like, I don't know how to really explain it to you, because it's almost like you're setting this goal and there's an end point.
Mm.
And when that happens, your brain sort of switches, because it's there's a deadline there to be met. And
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and you have to rock up. Like that's just something you got to do.
Yeah.
And I guess like when you have that specific time frame that's been set out, it sort of switches that your headspace a little bit, because like, well, I have to make every day count.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I was in prep anyway, it really just got me really focusing on literally nailing down every aspect, the food, the sleep, the training, so that by the time I get onto stage, it's like, well, I left no stone sort of unturned.
At that
point. Yeah.
I guess it's interesting, because like when you're training normally, you kind of, like you said, when you're bodybuilding, there is an end goal. So you're kind of like, okay, I really got to knuckle down. But when you're training normally, you're kind of like, oh, you're a bit more slack. Like, oh, maybe I could just take a rest day here and there, maybe skip this sort of exercise or whatnot. But for you, Alex, obviously you have experience in bodybuilding as well. How was your, how did you find adapting to bodybuilding from just regular training?
Same thing. So to go off what Tommy was saying, it's, you don't have a choice. Like you kind of have to show up. Your coach spends all this time setting things in stone, looking at the minor details that you won't even be able to see. And then just not showing up or not training as hard as he wants you to is kind of just like doing an injustice to yourself.
Yep.
So for me, it was such a change because I just did it out of interest. And the switch from training just regularly for everyday sort of fun and fitness to I have a deadline to be this percent body fat to look like this at a set point. The whole thing is different. So everything was dialed in. Like Tommy was saying, sleep, nutrients, training, everything.
It's got to be on point.
Yeah, everything has to be on point. And you can apply this to any sort of sport on a professional level. Mm. It's everything's measured. Every little thing is tracked. And when little things get out of rhythm, it like ruins the whole thing over a longer period of time. So really focusing on those minor things was, I guess, the biggest change for myself, not even considering something as little as like salt intake to have such a huge effect. But that was probably the biggest change for me.
Yeah, you know, it's always interesting whenever we actually get people like you two on the podcast. I always like asking this question because I'm really interested in it. With all the prep that you guys did do throughout your experience with bodybuilding, did you find it hard, like with your kind of having to tell your friends like, oh, maybe I can't come out tonight, or, you know, I've got to be really specific on training? And I don't know, it always comes down to who you surround yourselves with.
Yeah.
We'll start with you, Tommy. Did you have that experience with kind of your friends not really understanding?
No, I think I was actually sort of fortunate that a lot of my friends did understand that.
Yeah.
That's because I would say like the first time I did it was actually pretty hard. Purely because like family don't really understand it a little bit. It's just the first time ever. And I guess like when I was the first time I did it as well, a lot of I was at a really young age at that time, like 22.
Yeah.
So, you know, like whenever we want to catch up with all my mates and stuff, it's just like, well, what do we do? We just go out to eat and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But that's just something that wasn't really on the table at that point. And I have to sort of explain it to them. But I guess as you get older, like, your friends start to get a bit more serious as well. Like, a lot of my friends is, like, 25 and above at this point. So they understand, like, setting out goals and sort of, like, committing and going through with them.
Yeah.
So the second time when I competed, they sort of understood. It's like, okay, cool. He's locked in. He's got to do what he's got to do.
And would you say that's because they saw you the first time? Like, damn, he actually did that.
Yeah, pretty much. It sort of opened up a new perspective for them as well, I guess. It's like, okay, cool, this is what it takes. So I'm just going to support him as much as I can. So which is something I was pretty grateful for at that point.
How about you, Alex?
It was horrible, bro. It was really bad, bro. Oh, my God. I did it at the worst time.
But you did it really young, man. Like, how old were you when you did it? 18, 19?
18 turning 19.
Yes, a young man.
Bro, really young to 19. It was, Oh my God. I did it over Christmas, over my birthday.
Oh man.
Damn.
I know. It was depressing. Yeah. It was very depressing. But yeah, it was like people will respect it because you'll pull up like, you know, at some event with a Tupperware container and be like, I respect that in some weird way. Family kind of understood it, but they didn't understand it. So it made it a little bit hard because they like didn't understand how crucial it was to eat certain foods and to avoid other foods. In the grand scheme of things, like eating healthy is just the number one thing, but being, like I said, so dialed into every little measurement detail, it all matters.
Yeah.
Down to the water that you drink. So, it was hard for me, but I really like enjoyed the challenge. Do I see myself doing it again? Possibly, yeah. Just not at this point, but definitely through that time frame and through that period, I think if I can do it through those crucial holidays and moments, I think I can do it through anything. So,
geez, it's actually funny you mentioned that you did it during Christmas, because I remember I was actually down south and you were also down south, and I remember I think it was my sister. She we like tried catching up with you, and you were still in the gym. You were still eating like really, really specific during that time, and I'm like, man, like that'd be so tough. But I from my perspective, I respect that, because you know it's a hard time to do it. But going back to you, Tommy, I did actually see on your Instagram that the chapter of competing has come to a close for you.
Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, like, what's the reason for that? And are you kind of satisfied with what you accomplished with competing?
I am satisfied. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, there's always more work to be done. And I'm definitely going to be back within the stage within the next 2 years. Mm. Like, 2026 has pretty much been set up with me and my coach at this point. But I did told him that the moment I hopped off stage last year in season 8, I was like, this is time for me to buckle down and really just nail into my business at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if I want to commit to something, I might, like, I have the mentality where I just want to go, okay, cool, I'm committing, I'm going all in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to spread myself thin on, like, just say both in at this point. And it's, well, where I'm currently at as well, my age 25 is like, this is the time where I feel like this is time to buckle down and really just like focus on building up, like, I guess my life, which come down to my business at this point, which is the main drive.
And I guess with building up your brand, obviously you've really dived into that scene of kind of like influencing and really positively impacting other people who are coming across your content. How does that actually feel, knowing that like people are coming across your content, whether they're never been into the gym or inspired by your content? How does that feel, knowing that you kind of have a bit of, like, I guess, what's the word, power there to impact the youth or just people in general that are coming across your content?
Like, for me, it's always been like, I just want people to experience what I experience from fitness itself.
Yeah.
Like the positive side of thing, which is like the mental, like mostly mental, if anything, for me at this point. This is why my brand focuses a bit more on the mental, which is like, you know, how to build yourself up. Like, not even just inside the gym, but outside the gym as well. Which is literally the message from the brand this whole time. Yeah. It's elevating dudes inside and outside the gym.
Yeah.
You know, building up their lifestyle, building up that mindset to, you know, go after the goals and success that they should be achieving. Mm. You know, instead of like the usual being on Netflix, like, you know, on TikTok, doom scrolling, that kind of thing.
Mindless
behavior. Yeah, just mindless. Yeah. Just like, just a lot of the shit that you normally hear. Mm. Like, I want my brand to sort of impact people's life where they go up and they're like, oh, you know what? This guy's doing a lot of shit. Like, and like, not even just inside the gym where it's just like, just one dimensional. It's like, I'm doing stuff outside the gym as well.
Yeah.
It's like, you can look at this and be like, you know what? Yeah, I think he's doing something right, because he's out here, he's driving for shit. So it's not even just, this is not even just about fitness. It's like just how to live. Yeah, just how to live a fucking good life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really. Like, and be driven. Mm. That's the whole mindset behind it. It's like, show up.
Yeah. Have you found the consistency hard with posting it? Like, you know, basically every day, you're posting all the time. Have you found that kind of hard to maintain that consistency?
I'm not going to lie to you. There are days where I get up and there's nothing up there. There's no idea on what to post. Mm-hmm. People was asking me, they're like, oh, you're posting almost like every day. It's like, do you have like a system or anything? I'll be like, I'll be honest with you, bro, I'm winging it. There's like, people talk about like strategies and like, oh, you just have like this all implemented. I'll be honest, at this point in time, I'm literally just figuring it out. And for me, that's okay at this point. I'm just like, I'm sweet. Like
one
I'm,
step at a time.
That's one step at a time. Yeah, yeah. It's like, as I said before, it's like getting that small win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like slowly stacking that up. It's like when I first started, so I'm not going to lie to you. So here's a little run through of how this all came about to be, which is I hit my lowest point in September.
Of like, last year?
Yeah, last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, like business was down, mentality was down, my self-confidence, everything was just in like the shithole at that point. Mm. That's where I sort of, there was a breaking point, and then I guess I was just like, you know what? I just don't want to be here anymore. Mm. So this is where I got my business mentor. And I guess he's the one that's showing me the blueprint on, I guess, what it is to achieve like a successful business at that point. So it was a make or break moment for me when I invested in him. Yeah. And then I guess from there on, I think the consistency was from, I'll be honest, I think it's from the hunger and the drive to want to be successful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just use whatever blueprint he's given me at this point. So I guess that's where the consistency has came from, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to butt in actually, would you say a lot of your, I guess, that drive for hunger and that want for further development? Because obviously the whole point of this topic is we're talking about adaptability, which some people may confuse with comfort.
Yeah.
And a lot of people obviously fall into the habits of their day-to-day routine. But would you say that your, I guess, hunger and want for growth came from your previous position of lows? Like in order that you had that low that brought you so far down and you never want to be back there ever again. So it's almost like a chase, like a good chase that you kind of just want to attack every single day. And that's what gets you out of bed. That's what makes you film the content. That's what gets the creative juices flowing. That's what gets you in the gym, is knowing that I hated that point in my life. I want to get past that.
Yeah, I would say not even just that. It's just that's one of the multiple factors.
Yeah.
So that's definitely one of the experience where I'm just like, I don't want to ever see that version of myself ever again. Mm. That's me waking up and be like, yeah, nah, this is not happening. Like whenever I feel a sense of comfort, I just go, all right, cool. This feels familiar. I don't want to do this again. Yeah. Yep. So, and not even just that. Last year I lost my purpose a little bit when it comes to my coaching business and I guess what I was working towards, financial freedom. Why? Well, I wanted to support my mom, take care of her when she's get a bit older. I think like every boy's dream.
Almost. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Looking after the family.
Yeah, dude. Like just, that's, you know, what it meant to be. It's just as a fucking dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess I lost that. I just forgot about it a little bit. I got a bit complacent.
Yeah.
And I guess like my life just gave me a little reminder, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. A left hook almost.
You need it sometimes.
You though. Do. You yeah. do, bro. And yeah, when I guess that reignited that purpose on top of like, it's like, okay, cool. I got something I need to achieve on top of, well, I already know what rock bottom looked like.
Mm.
So I guess like that's that multiple factors that add up on top where I'm just wake up and just like, no, you know what? I'm doing whatever it takes today to create progress.
Yeah.
In whatever sense, even though it might be small and it doesn't even show on that day. It's the same with gym, right? It's like you build yourself up slowly to the point where in like the long grand theme of thing, you go, oh, okay, cool. I made progress.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that takes a while.
It does.
That,
man.
Like, yeah. And for me, it's like, that's what it is every day now. It's just ticking off the boxes, no matter how big or small the steps is for the day.
Yeah.
Until eventually I just go, okay, cool. No, I have made progress. Cause now I'm reflecting back from September till now.
Yeah.
I'm just like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
We made some progress.
Yeah, so I guess
that's what it is.
You know what they say, like slow progress is better than no progress. So,
yeah.
You know, looking over that time and then, like you said, looking back to September where you are now, then you realize like, damn. Like sometimes you have to take a moment. Like I know a lot of people say don't become complacent or anything, but I personally think sometimes you do have to just take a moment to just look back and just be like, I did that. I achieved that.
Yep.
And then move on. You know, you don't want to just keep looking what's next, because then you're kind of losing sight of what you have in the moment. Mm-hmm. Now for Tommy, I do want to ask you, obviously being an online fitness coach,
yep.
I find that really inspiring first of all, but second of all, with all the life experiences that you have had, I find it like really, really cool that you're able to teach other people coming to you for advice, even if that's outside of fitness. Like no doubt I've seen on your Instagram, like the people that you have mentored and taught in the gym, great results. How did that sort of become a thing for you? Like, how did you find that passion of becoming a fitness coach?
Like I said before, it's just, I want people to experience what it's like to have, I guess, like an active lifestyle, because I know what an active lifestyle has brought for me. It's the mental clarity. It's the mental fortitude.
The habits.
Yeah. Where I'm just waking up. I'm just like, yeah, no, I'm looking after myself today. I feel good. You walk around with like that self-confidence. Yeah. It's not the look. I've said this to a lot of guys before. It's the look helps. There's no doubt about it. But it's not even just that. It's like when you're able to take care of yourself and push through on the hard day, that's just the thing that builds your self-confidence. You go, yeah, no, I'm doing shit with my life. Yeah. And I guess like that's something I want to bring towards my clients or whoever is coming on board or whoever's even watching. It's like, this is what it takes. So you, like a lot of guys, they talk about, like a lot of guys that joined the program, they go, yeah, I lack self-confidence or I lack self-discipline. It's like, and that's the thing I actually want to, I guess, relay back to them in a sense. It's like how to get to that point where you can walk around with, like, I guess, your head held high.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of dudes that don't.
Yeah. Well, you know, I find with you two especially, it's no doubt that you both have great physiques. You've been training for a long time. And, you know, I'm sure that people that come across both of you, your Instagrams, that most people would think, I want to look like that, right? So for a question for both of you, when did you sort of find that point where you were kind of satisfied with, you know, I'm happy with how I look? Because I know a lot of people that go to the gym, they're constantly training, they're never really satisfied with how they look. So, I mean, you might not even be satisfied. You might still want to get a little bit more. We'll start with you, Alex.
Sure.
Was there a point where you actually reached and you're like, I'm happy? Or is it kind of an ongoing type of thing?
I think the whole point of it is not to stay with one final thing forever.
Yep.
I think for me, it's just making sure that I'm keeping myself healthy in different aspects and playing around in areas where I'm not so strong in. Like I was saying before we started filming, like I started running more.
Yep.
That's the only reason why I started doing that, is to just try a different form of training from what I'm usually used to improve other areas of my health. Like, and I noticed just in the couple days of doing it that I've enjoyed it, and the mental benefits of it have helped me way more. So I think for myself, the next big milestone is just ensuring that I'm healthy as I get older through like obviously calisthenics, you know, athletic activities like running, swimming, stuff like that. And then obviously the gym, like, is the heavy foundation that I think that sets all of it for it all. Like for me, my whole point of training is mainly just to look good in like a suit. That's kind of where it all started, like being like a kid and looking at superheroes and stuff like that. That's kind of where it all stemmed from for me. So I definitely think I've hit a point where I've accomplished a large part of, you know, the gym and through health, but it's the little things and the, like making sure that, you know, the days where I am working a lot throughout the day from when I wake up to when I get home, like at 9 o'clock or something, I'm still trying to do something and implementing something that is beneficial for my health. So it doesn't always have to be me heading straight to the gym if I don't have time to do that. You know, you can have a little workout station at your house, or you can go for a run or run to a park, train there and run back. Like, there are so many things you can do. People are always waiting for those perfect instances that aren't going to be there all the time. They're barely ever there. So I think it's just constant implementation is kind of where I'm striving to master right now.
And Tommy, for like clients that actually come to you for whatever it may be, I'm sure you've had clients come to you for different reasons, but how do you sort of go about creating a program that's right for that specific person? I'm sure a big thing that you would take into account is their lifestyle and basing their fitness journey around their lifestyle. What are some of the key things you do when someone approaches you and you start working with them?
So there's a process where we just hop on call. They already sort of already listed out like a bunch of things on like what it is, their goals, their, you know, their struggles. So we get a bit into that, which is like, all right, cool. Why are you struggling? like within your lifestyle at the moment? Or what's your current lifestyle like? You know, what are you not happy about? So we start to look into those. We delve a bit more into the emotional side of things, which is like, all right, cool. What's the trigger point? Because there's always something that triggers them to actually start.
Mm.
And for me, it's like, I like at this point in time, I work with clients that have the stronger trigger, where it's like you have a strong why as to why you want to start. Because if it's strong enough, they are willing and they're going to stick to whatever is actually given. All right. They don't need to know where to start most of the time, actually. Mm. A lot of clients that come to me, they're like, I'm not sure if I actually like, you know, you work with more inexperienced clients. And I was like, no, you guys are the type of clients I actually want to work with more.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's to me, it's a lot more fulfilling when they start out that way. It's because they go into the gym. You see them growing from not knowing what to do to like, they're walking around the gym a bit more confident, all that kind of thing. But to go back to what you were saying before, it's literally just asking them, what's your current lifestyle like? You know, what's your eating habits? You know, how many days can you realistically go to the gym? Like, what's your working hours like? Mm. Taking pretty much everything, like all the aspect within their life into consideration. And then giving them, I guess, sort of like a blueprint that I would, you know, like this came from a pretty much experience working over time is like, all right, what's realistic for them? Like making it realistic for them, but then also finding out if their why is strong enough to actually commit to it, I guess. That's my whole process.
You know, I find it, I'm really glad that you said that you know, people that approach you that don't know where to start, you kind of think that that's a good thing in a way. I really wanted to talk about this. Now, Alex, in our last episode, we did put out a poll to all of our listeners saying, you know, what's stopping you from starting something? And we put three questions. And the most voted answer was they don't know where to start.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I really wanted to reflect on this because, like I said at the start of this episode, we want to make this as collaborative as possible. So, Alex, what are your thoughts on people not knowing where to start? Obviously, Tommy just touched on it lightly there, but what are your opinions and where can people sort of find that starting point or, you know, maybe not even finding that starting point at all, just going for it?
Yeah. So again, the whole premise of this particular episode is talking about adaptability and adapting to your environment, you know, not letting your environment change you sort of thing. So the whole point of that, I guess, is the thing that I touched on the last episode was just taking a step. So it doesn't have to be in the perfect, you know, circumstances, doesn't have to be the perfect position, the perfect move. I think a lot of people wait for that. They like wait for, okay, on Monday I'm going to start, or on Friday I'm going to start, or you know what, like at the start of this new month I'm going to start. And they wait, they set these like parameters of like, oh, I'm so, you know, I'm so, you know, tired all the time, or I'm so unhealthy, or da da da. They ramble on about these things and they form this strong personal identity to the problem, and then they fall into a loop. So my biggest notion is just doing something, just one little thing, tiny implementations. Like, for example, I'll just relate it back to myself, like understanding days, for example, where I have to be working more. I'm not going to have the luxury of going to the gym all the time. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to go do some form of exercise, like do 100 push-ups on the ground, see how you feel after that, you know? Yeah. So that's, I think, for anyone that is a bit uncertain on where they should struggle or what the step is to take, it's just a step. It doesn't have to be the perfect one. And just to finalize that, I saw this quote or some sort of scenario where there was a deer and a fox. They were lost in a forest, tall trees. It was nighttime. They couldn't see anything. And the deer was talking to the fox and said, "We're so lost. You know, I don't know how we're going to ever get out of here." And the fox tells the deer, "Do you know the first step to take?" And he says, "Yeah." He's like, "Just take that." Because that's so much more important than trying to figure out what the best step is. And back to what Tommy was saying, a lot of that just comes down to adapting on how your life changes, on how your goals change, on how you change as a person, just making sure that you stay true to your values of whether it be training, whether it be spending time with loved ones, spending time with your other half, your friends, just making sure that you're taking the right steps. Doesn't have to be the perfect one. They just have to be A1. So that's kind of a bit of food for thought for our viewers.
And taking a step back, actually, for you, Tommy, for people, you know, not knowing where to start and finding that starting point, going all the way back to kind of that first where you really started to take training seriously, just so the listeners can kind of get an idea, where did you actually decide, okay, I want to get into the gym? And did you actually think you would end up competing in bodybuilding, influencing all the other stuff that it led to? Where did that kind of the origin start for a lot of these things?
Yeah, I'll be honest, like, where I am now, I have no idea I would actually end up here, to be honest with you. Like, when I first started, I think this will be something that a lot of the, like, the younger boys, or even just a lot of the boys can actually relate to this, which is, I was in high school. I was, like, probably 55 kilos. There was a lot of, like, tissues. Yeah, bro. There was a lot of tissues on me, though. Like, you know, very lanky, extremely skinny, right? And I guess I always had that self-confidence issues. Just looking at, like, a lot of other dudes, that's like, you know, they're going through puberty. Like, they're putting on a bit of muscle, that kind of thing. I'm just like, man, like, I don't have a lot going on at the moment, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I guess it's that lack of self-confidence. It's that body image kind of issues, which is a lot of things people still experience now anyway, right? And I guess, like, at that point, a lot of my friends as well, they were starting to get into the gym. So it just made a lot of sense. I'm just like, you know what? Let's just do something about it. And I guess that's what drove me into the gym itself. And then afterwards, it's like when you get inside the gym, you start to see those kind of visual changes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the hook. It's seeing yourself grow. It's probably a bit more towards like the physical side when you're a bit younger, because that's what you focus on a lot more. You know, and like, let's be real though, it's like the girls and stuff like that as well on top. It's like one of those things. Like a lot of the dudes get into there for it. And I guess like it's probably the starting point. And like you said before, the adaptability. It's like it changes. Like your goals, your mentality changes as you get deeper and deeper into the sports, I guess. For now, it's just like, well, this is, for me at this point, it's just all about mental.
Yeah.
It really is. It's setting up my day so that I can focus on work.
Yeah.
I can focus on making content, focusing on showing up for my clients, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So it's really been that growth for you because, yeah, like you said, people start by that point of the inspiration of, I want to look a certain way. And then now you're at a point of all about mindset. So I guess, would you relate to that kind of as well, Alex? Like how you started into the gym, you know, wanting to look a certain way, and now you've kind of, I guess, transitioned a little bit even into a different type of training and even that mindset side of things.
Definitely. As Tommy was saying, for me, it was all about like mental. Like when I was younger, I had extreme weight issues. I was definitely on like the chubbier side growing up and through majority of like primary school and middle school. So for me, it was mainly just like for body image, self-image, and like, I guess, mental happiness. The gym really helped so much, and then training with, you know, your boys is always fun. So that's kind of what got me into the routine. But now it's a lot more about the mental side of stuff, the long-term benefits of it, like having relatives who have passed away from health issues that they've kind of inflicted upon themselves. Kind of was an instilling moment that kind of shifted my entire framework. So it got me thinking a lot more about the food that I'm putting in my body, the types of training that I'm doing, way more for long term and like mental benefits. And it helps you work harder, it helps you with your self image, it helps you with other people in the room, like whether you be going for an interview or something, people recognize and respect people that are in mental and physical shape because they come across as more, I guess, environmentally coherent. So with me, it was a huge, huge change from just looking good in the mirror to, as opposed to all these other mental, I guess, chess moves that I'm playing. A question I wanted to ask for Tommy was, obviously, for myself, I know I had a rough period when it came to, you know, my personal values and, I guess, the growth aspect of it. So for me, it was exposure to my environment that got me back into my habits. I wanted to ask you a question to see, are there any sort of strategies you would have or, you know, the small steps you took, whether it be through your community or anything or any sort of environment that sort of made you implement this change? Because I'm sure a lot of people, to go into that question, they don't know where to take the step because they either might not know or they might be at such a low that they feel like they can't even see the first step. So obviously you had that experience. What could you say to the viewers on, I guess, strategies that you would use to get out of these hurdles?
That's actually a good question, because now I'm really reflecting back on like what it was. Hey, well, I can't really say for sure, because at that point in time, this is all I knew at that point when I hit my lowest. I was in so much pain. There was just so much going on at that period where I'm just like, man, I need to just do something. Like, I just need to move. Like you said before, just take that first steps.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess like my business mentor has always been like, you know, where my business is at now. It's like my business mentor is something. He's the guy that I've always been tuning into before. I've been watching his stuff for like 2-3 years.
Mm.
I just never really decided to go all in on him. For him, it was just like, I was actually gonna like reach out to him beginning of this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess like there was, all right, so let's just run into the real thing. I think it's like, one, business was down at that point.
Yeah.
My mentality was down. My self-confidence was down. And I guess the cherry on top, my relationship got broken up was on top. So it's literally everything that life can throw at you.
Everything.
I thought, you know, when you think you can go lower, no, there was another one.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
And So like, that's why I said this, like that pain for me, it's just like that pain drove me where I'm just like, all right, cool. Well, I don't want to stay here. This place is very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of and like the last thing I want to do is experience this type of pain again. So I guess for me, it just makes sense. Everything just sort of lined up where I'm just like, all right, cool. This is my business mentor. I literally just reached out to him. I was like, hey dude, like, how much is it for the coaching program? Like to get into your coaching program. And he was just like, this price. And I was like, how much is it for the whole year? So I guess like, I have a certain amount of money in the bank account at that point. And I was just like, all right, cool. How much is it for the whole year?
Mm-hmm.
18 grand. So yeah. I was like, all right, sweet.
Damn, man.
Here you go. So yeah, he was just like, are you sure? Because like, it was a 1-year contract.
Yeah.
I can just pay him out for the month
if I
wanted to. I was like, no. Let's do something like just really stupid. At that point in time, it was
a step to take. Yeah.
Yeah. For me, it was just like, was the all in moment. Like, I remember, like, it sounds corny because, like, you hear it from a lot of, like, successful, I guess, entrepreneur. They go, yeah, I had this breaking point where I just jumped. And I just went all in. To me, that was it. I was like, this is going to make or break. And I don't give a fuck what happened after that. It's just, I'm just going to go all in. We'll figure it out from there. Yeah. So I guess just taking that first step, this is something I said to a lot of the boys, it's like, fuck around, find out.
Yeah.
Literally, it was literally just that. I was like, all right, cool, let's just fuck around, find out.
Yeah.
So I guess I just, once all that money, everything was transferred, I guess the pain, the commitment, redefining the purpose, that was it. It was literally just rock it up from the get-go at that point. So I guess that was the... Yeah, so I can't really tell you what the first steps is. Hey, it's that's just what it was.
You have to make a step.
Yeah, for me, it was just like, all right, cool. I'm in a lot of pain and suffering at the moment. I need to do something about this situation.
Yeah.
So let's just figure it out. Yeah. I guess if you do get to that point, you will start looking. You will really start to look. If you're in enough pain and you're sick of your situation, you will look for something.
I guess like a lot of people in those type of situations, you mentioned how you kind of really use that pain to, you know, you use that pain in the gym, you used it to motivate you. A lot of people probably can sometimes find themselves doing the opposite. When they're in a really, you know, a low in their life and they're experiencing that pain, they will just, you know, maybe even
turn
result to
other things.
Yeah, like bad things like, you know, drugs, alcohol. Like, I'm not going to say examples like too specific, but a lot of people can find themselves not really knowing where the road will go, and then that they'll just get completely lost and then just keep going a low where you reached a low and you're like, no, I need to change. So you brought yourself out of that.
To cut into that part, I'm not gonna lie to you, I've went the other road before as well. When I was 22 there was a similar situation where I found myself at Not as low as this one, but it was like low for what I was at that point.
Yeah.
It was a low website. Okay, cool. I want to do something. That's probably another point where I actually got into starting the career. So it was a starting career.
Where
I'm just like, all right, cool. Well, I went into that low where I'm just like, well, man, this don't feel good, because it never really gave me satisfaction at that point. Mm. It was a good sense of short self relief almost. But it never really, the pain never really went away. So it just stayed there. And I started questioning. It's like, well, if it's not going away, something's not working.
Yeah.
And that, I think that's how I got into the self-improvement side. That's where I discovered self-improvement. Yeah. David Goggins, the first book ever.
Yeah. Definitely. I think it's funny that you both mentioned that, because I was looking at, obviously, David Goggins, you got Jordan Peterson, Tony Robbins, a lot of the big names people kind of start listening to when they're on the self-improvement grind, like Simon Sinek, very big names people are quite familiar with. But I think the reason why majority of people either go far left or far right with their situations is, at least for Tony Robbins, he has a video all about it. It's mainly identifying certainty and uncertainty. So when people exist in their day-to-day life, say if people make a career change, it brings a lot of uncertainty in their life. So they become incredibly, I guess, scared. So they need to do things that bring them certainty. You smoke a cigarette, you know, you're inhaling and exhaling at a slow rate. It relaxes you. You know what I mean? That's an example of a bad habit, but it's certainly going to relax you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then, as you're saying, there's that right side. You know, if you put your hours into the gym, go to the gym and reach those, you know, goals, and whether it be mental or physical goals, that's a form of certainty as well, because but it's long-term good certainty, you know? So I think people will switch to certain things depending on how, I guess, aware they are of their situations. Yeah. So same thing, it can be referred to as eating. You know for a fact that if you're feeling bad, eating junk food or something like that will put you in a good mood over a short period of time. And that will certainly put you in that good mood. For example, eating healthy food, it's going to put you in a more certain mood over a longer period of time. But it's not that instant relief and that instant form of happiness. So you guys can obviously watch it all in the video. Tony Robbins talks quite deeply about it. But my understanding is that a lot of people seek certainty in their lives. That's why they fall into habits. That's why adaptability isn't such a prevalent thing in their life. So they fall back to their complacent lives, which they know that they don't really enjoy, but they may not know how to take the first step because they stick to what's comfortable for them.
Yep.
At the start, biggest thing, people need to understand that it's going to be massively uncomfortable because it's a change for you.
Yeah.
It's not in your routine. Your brain doesn't register it. Your body doesn't register it. So you immediately want to repel away from it. So I think if you get a little bit more comfortable with that understanding and looking more long-term and seeing those, like I said, little wins, doesn't have to be physical change. It can be mental change off the bat. You become more comfortable and you bring in more certainty in your life, as opposed to turning to things that also bring you certainty, like smoking or drinking or anything like that. People form an attachment to those things because they do relieve stress. Cause if they didn't, people wouldn't be doing them.
Exactly.
They do, but in the long term, it's really bad. So I guess the whole point of this episode, and I guess to all the viewers out there, is just look at the choices that you are and the things that you are doing throughout your life. What are you implementing in your life? Who are you choosing to spend time with? And who are you, you know, who are you becoming? Because who you hang around with entirely is who you become.
100%.
And those friends that either are complacent or that, you know, do bad things, you'll become exactly like them, no matter how mentally strong you think you are. Question I wanted to toss over to Tommy. How important was surrounding yourself with the positive people and like-minded people while you were on that same journey? Did you find yourself that through your change, did you lose friends? Did you gain more friends? What was that? Talk me through that process of what that sort of journey was like, from your extreme low on the left to who you are now on the right. Do you think that you lost or gained a different kind of pool of people?
I would say both. Yep. So I did lose... Not say lose. I wouldn't say lose. This is more like I don't really interact with them as much anymore. Yeah. Purely not because you know I dislike them or anything.
Just on different paths.
Yeah, we're just I would say like we're just at different stages in life where for me it's like I'm not gonna take away from their own experience and everything. It's just more like my own experience has taught me that I need to move.
Mm.
And for me to in order to move, that's probably why another reason why I got my business mentor. It's setting myself into environment where I just go, cool, there's a dude there right now that's living a life that I want. So, and it's just like, you know, getting myself into those kind of environment. And then I guess as I go along the way as well, the funny thing is that when you're on this self-improvement phase or you're trying to level up, you will find people that's, you know, if you are true to who you say you are and you hold your value and you just speak your truth, you will find people that it's going to be on the same path as you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they're attracted to that. Because if you're real about it, you will always find your people.
Yeah.
That's what I found. It's just like, there's people that's reached out to me before or, you know, I've just met along the way where I'm just like, oh, sweet. You got that similar mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Like, it's interesting because with me, like, I'm 18 and I definitely resonate a lot with what you guys are saying because just finishing school, like, you know, with friendship groups and all that and who you sort of hang around with and, you know, finding your people, I guess. It's definitely a big eye-opener, especially around that, like, yeah, you know, 18 to kind of like mid-20s kind of age. Like, that's kind of when you start to find the right people. But just going back to what we said before, just before we wrap up the episode, before you take that step, I think it all starts with self-awareness, you know, actually being aware with what are you doing wrong? What are you doing right? Because a lot of people just lack that, just self-awareness, because sometimes it's a bit of an ego crusher being self-aware, like actually, you know, admitting that I'm not doing this right or I could be doing this better. But I think it all starts with that personally.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's going to wrap up the episode of Mindfulness, our monthly series. Alex and I really appreciate all of you. Tommy, thank you so much. Just before we do leave, where can everyone find your socials if they do want to reach out to you as well?
Instagram, TranFit.
Yeah, I'll link everything down below. Go and hit him a DM. he knows what he's talking about and he'll be a great help for any questions that you have. I'm sure he's happy to help you. So yeah, thank you everyone for tuning in and we'll see you,
thank you guys,
next month in the episode of Mindfulness.
Have a good one.